Jesus Christ.
Behold, now is the very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me. Naked and you clothed me. You and you cared for me. In prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill or in prison and visit you?' The king will say to them in reply, 'Amen, I say to you, whatever you did, one of those least brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. A stranger, you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. You in the prison, and you did not care for me.' Then he will answer and say, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or you or in prison and not minister to your needs?' You answer them, 'Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me.' And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." Gospel of the Lord. At the Last Supper, Jesus gave the disciples a new commandment: love one another as I have loved you. And Jesus knew that it's not easy to love people as we are. We all have our defects. But then, this parable, Jesus says, whatever you do to the least, it is to me. Even though your neighbor is not welcoming, but you still to welcome the person because we welcome Jesus. There's a new way of life. Overcome our human judgment. God gave us this for sufficient grace to overcome this. It takes time, but you need to pray for. That's why Paul today says in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is a day of salvation." So what we can do is now, not waiting for tomorrow. Not just worry about what you did yesterday, that now. Whatever you do to the least, you do it to Jesus. So we put in mind today, whatever we do for the glory of God, for the sake of Jesus, welcome every person as if we welcome Jesus himself.